Go to the book of Luke this morning. And I just believe that there's a despair out there. I believe there's a despair out there in this world. I believe that young people are in despair. I believe that there's people that are in absolute despair in their life, in their walk with God. I believe they're frustrated. I believe you're frustrated with people. I believe you're astonished by some things that happen. I believe there's frustration in your ministries. I believe there's frustration in your marriages. I believe that there's struggle all the way around in the people of God. I believe there's a crushing going on. I believe there's a vexation, as sure as anything. As sure as Lot was vexed in Sodom and Gomorrah, you and I are vexed in the place in which we live today. I believe there's a vexation going on in Macy, sister. I believe it's causing murder. I believe there's a vexation all over the place, you know? and this whole, there's a fight in the spiritual realm. There's an absolute, there's a hellish death grip that he's trying to shut you down, stop you, make you so you have zero faith, no faith, so I can't muster to believe for nothing. If he can take away your faith, then he's got you, because we're saved by grace through faith. Amen. So if he can shut your faith down, he has minimized you and your impact on this earth. He's minimized your prayer life, which is the power for the Christian. Amen. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of every stronghold. That's where our power lies. Faith comes, and God fills you with the Holy Ghost, so you have mega doses of faith, so that faith can pray through you like an unction from God. The Holy Spirit will pray through you with groanings that cannot be uttered. Amen? So we need a glorified, but we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit in this hour. We do have a unique message for this region. I want to tell you guys, we don't have the normal message. We have a unique message not only to this region, but to the whole Midwest and every soul in the Midwest. Amen. So Janet's got family in South Dakota. They have almost never heard the gospel that's preached here. And I want to tell you that most people have not heard the gospel that is preached. And God has given us an opportunity. He's given us opportunities to preach upon the radio. It's been very effective for that, for us, and we thank God for that. But I believe God right now is opening up another door. And I've wrestled with that door. It's the whole social media thing. It's the whole getting out there in front of the public and all these things. I've wrestled with God on this. Is this for you? Is this of you? Can this be used as a vessel or a medium in our time to reach people like Dylan and the young people? Or people like Jonathan, or people like Becca. Becca, you're 19 years old, amen? And I had a meeting with Becca and Jonathan about on Wednesday night. We stayed here till 11 o'clock and just talked about reaching this region and these people for Jesus Christ with the message that we all know and love, amen? I believe the churches that are not moving forward and evangelizing through whatever means they have are going to fossilize. In other words, they're gonna just grow old, they're gonna die out, and I'll tell you what God wants to die out is religion in the house of God. Amen. He wants religion shut down. I know one of the last moves of God upon this earth is to shut down the spirit of religion in the church. God wants to shut down the spirit of religion in the church. The spirit of religion that is so easily, that we're so easily enamored by. Oh, we can be holy, we can do this, we can look this way, we can act this way, and all these different things. Uh-uh. It's about Christ. It's about Christ in you, changing your heart and life. Amen? It's about Jesus and what he will do. It's about Christ. And I know this word. So I spoke to these people on Wednesday night. And I spoke into some people's lives and said, this is your year. God's going to move for you this year. And God's going to move for every single person that can walk with God in the Spirit and get this faith that will move mountains. And I want you guys to see this. I got a half hour to preach a great message. Amen? Amen. Father, in Jesus' name, speak to these people, God. This is why you call the local church to encourage, Lord God, and exhort your people. These are your ministers. I'm just another minister ministering to ministers so they can go out and cause the change in this world. Father, in Jesus' name, you must anoint the people right now. Father God, anoint this message to anoint the people. Father, to go into all the world, Lord, and change, Lord God. Change every aspect, Father, of life in this region. In Jesus' name, and everybody said, amen. Now, I want you guys to see this. I'm going to call this launch out into the deep. Launch out into the deep. And I want you guys to know this wasn't the first calling of these disciples. There was a calling, you can read about it in John 1:35. There was a second calling in Matthew 4:18. But this is the Luke story, and these are three different distinctive and progressive callings to these men. And this would be the final one before they really stepped out into their apostleship, so to speak. So this is God's trying to get them to move towards the things of God and follow Him completely, forget their day jobs, and totally sell out to God. He's calling His apostles. They're fishermen. And here we have a fisherman's story. If you guys are all fishermen, say amen.
Amen.
Okay, here we go. Luke 5:1. Luke 5:1, when you're there, say amen.
Amen.
And it came to pass. Everybody say, and it came to pass. Because this is prophetic. Every single word of this jumped out to me. And I'm going to tell you right now, by the hand of God and by the love of Jesus Christ, what I'm about to share with you is going to come to pass. You've got to believe that. And there's something stirring in my guts right now before I even preach it. For your life and for my life, it will come to pass. Are you with me in this? Say amen.
Amen.
Now listen, you got to help me to preach this by saying amen.
Amen.
You guys got to help me to preach this a little bit, okay? And it came to pass. So what is good? This is a rhema word. It came to pass that as the people pressed upon him, as the people pressed upon Jesus Christ, to hear the word of God, that he stood by the lake of the Gennesaret, or in other places it's called the Sea of Tiberias. In other places it's called the Sea of Galilee. Called the Sea of Galilee. So all these different places are the exact same place. This is where Jesus and Peter would walk on water, coming out to see Jesus. This is where they would go out in this lake, this massive lake that was out there. And lake is significant. You know, anytime you talk about the Sea of Galilee or the Sea of Tiberias, sea is always talking about the Holy Spirit being over the waters, troubling the waters, even in the beginning, right? Sea always speaks of a vastness. Waters always speak of something that's living and an opportunity for you, okay? So it speaks of standing out at the precipice. Anybody ever stood at the bank of like the ocean or a huge lake that you couldn't see across and you're like, wow, this is so vast. I can't believe how massive this is. Well, that's what's before every single Christian today. If we just stick our toe in the water, there is something for you out in the sea, out in the lake, out in this place of the unknown. You're going to see it here in just a second. And what's happening here, I'm going to need some help here today. What's happening here is, what do you think of this thing? It's going to help me preach. Can you guys see it on the other side? Or should I bring it here? How about there? Can you still see it? Okay, so you guys are going to love my artistry, okay? But all I know is there's a big lake, okay? There's a big lake, there's Jesus, and Jesus is right here. And I want to say that Jesus is thronged. It says that he's pressed, okay? There are people wanting his time all the time. Jesus is something, amen? And I'm telling you that he's pressed, and so give me verse number 2. What's verse number 2 say up there? And he saw two ships that were standing by the lake. So this is Jesus right here. He's in the midst of a lot of people, but he sees a ship here and probably a ship here. You like my ships? And they're right up by the water. He sees these two ships. Now a ship is a vessel. It's a seafaring vessel, right? Everybody say vessel.
Vessel.
Okay, vessel. So this ship is a vessel. It's a vessel. Ships don't catch fish, do they? It's just a platform or a medium to catch fish. These fishermen were going to use ships to go out in the water to be more effective in catching something. And they saw two ships, and they were just standing by the lake. But the fishermen were gone out of them, and they were washing their nets. So there was nothing going on out in here at this moment. And I believe that they were tired, they were weak, they were worn, they were wearied, and they weren't just washing their nets, they were washing their hands. Because they're tired of not catching anything. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
I believe that's where the Christian is today. He's tired. He's tired. He's worn out. He's frustrated. He's fighting the elements that are out there. The mystery of iniquity doth already work. He's fighting the depressive spirits that are in this world right now. And I guarantee you, you guys are fighting hell in your personal walk. And here's what it is. I've talked to pastors and I've talked to lay people. It's the same. You guys are fighting hell. You're fighting death. You're fighting depression. You're fighting frustration on a level that you can't even possibly imagine unless you experience it. And I experience it. I bet you do too, right? There's a frustration out there to take you out of ministry. There's a frustration out there to say, I'm just going to walk. I don't think I can do this anymore. And I certainly can't do it with it. I can't do it with you. And I can't do it with you. I ain't doing it with you. And I'm not doing it with you because I've had enough of this. Are you with me? I'm just done with this. I'm done with people. You know what I'm saying? This is ridiculous. Come on now. And so there's this fatigue that's setting in. There's apathy. We're just falling asleep at the wheel. We're drowning ourselves with food and movies and cookies and junk. And it's like, that's not filling this void at all. But we're Christians, so we're not supposed to. We're supposed to rise up, right? So sometimes it takes a fast to knock the heck out of your old flesh and stand up and hear from God again. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Now there's ships, and the ships are standing by. They're waiting. These vessels are waiting. I want you guys to know that it was Simon. Simon had a ship. Simon Peter. I want you guys to know that you all have ships too. Every single one of you has a God-ordained ship or vessel or platform to preach the gospel from. Amen. It's just a vessel. The ship ain't going to preach the gospel, but you're going to preach when you get on the ship. Amen?
Amen.
So we need to decide if that ship's for us or not. We need to decide quickly. I'll get back to my depictions in just a second. But I want to deal with the depression. I believe this message is going to knock the heck out of the lies and the false propaganda that are coming from the enemy to take you out and to make you quit. To make you quit. I said it's trying to make you quit and stop believing and stop moving in faith. And he entered into one of the ships. Everybody say one of the ships.
One of the ships.
Verse 3, which was Simon's, okay? And prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. In other words, get away from terra firma. Move out a little bit from the home base. In other words, let's get away from the land. You're so landlocked that you can't. Everything's around you. You're being pressed by whatever's going on in your life. And he said, let's push this baby out here. Let's get this. Okay, so this is a moving ship. Okay, so now Jesus is on that ship, okay? And he's with Peter. And now they're still talking to all the people, but they've moved into a ship or a vessel or seafaring that allows them to speak to these people a little bit more comfortably. And now they can get their heads around the people, the issues, the problems, the frustrations, the strife, or whatever else. And they're still in the shallows. Can you see that? They're still in the shallows, but they're moving that ship out into the sea, out into the vastness, out into a place where maybe more and more people can hear their voice echoing throughout the region. Amen? And Jesus is being an effective minister, using whatever he can possibly use in that moment and that day 2,000 years ago. Can you give the Lord an amen? Amen?
Amen.
What a God that we serve. And it's interesting, you look here in that verse 3, the second part, and it says, he sat down. He sat down. So his posture was this. He's sitting in that boat. He sat down. That's his posture. And he taught the people. See where it says he taught the people? And he's teaching them out of the what? Out of the ship. He's teaching them out of a vessel that he knows full well is standing there waiting for him to be used to preach to more people. I don't know if you're hearing me or not. I know what God is speaking to me. This was green light for Aaron Trimble. I've been waiting upon God through fasting and prayer, asking God, if this is right, if this is your will. Now, when he left speaking, he's teaching. This is like a truth university. He's sitting in that vessel and he's speaking and teaching and telling the world about the gospel in which God has revealed to him. Amen. Now go to verse 4. Now when they had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out. Everybody say, launch out.
Launch out.
Now, this is crazy because I'm an advertising executive, former advertising executive, marketing, and our language is this. When are you going to launch the new prototype? When are you going to launch the new ad campaign? When are you going to launch this? When are you going to launch this? And I was just sitting there in my morning prayer, had a coffee there, you know, just, God, what are you saying? And you know what the Lord's saying? Launch, here's the verb, launch out into the deep. Launch out into the deep. Becca, are you with me in this? Launch out into the deep, and let down your nets for a drought. What the heck does drought mean? It means a haul. It means so. It means a catch, a fish, okay? Launch out into the deep. From where? Here? From no man's land? From the dead zone? From northeast Nebraska? Are you serious that we could launch something here that could be seen far and wide and abroad, and you could preach to the ends of the earth from this locale?
Amen.
Are you serious? That would take some kind of faith to believe that. It would take some kind of a rhema word from God to believe that we could reach the state of Nebraska or beyond through a different medium.
Amen.
Wouldn't it,
Amen.
Jonathan? Launch. Launch means this. Launch means to thrust out or to return. And I believe it's a return to go into the world that you came out of. Listen. To go into the world that you came out of and to be salt and light there. Amen? To tell the world about Jesus Christ, to return to them, thrusting out your nets to catch a drought of fish. Somebody say amen. Go out with your vessels. Church, what are your vessels? What are the vessels that you can use? Into the deep, into the sea, a distance from the shore. The deep would, well, they're here. Here they are. They're here in the shallows. But he's saying, no, 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 no. Push out deeper. And if I looked this up on the internet last night, and the lake kind of goes like that, and there were areas here that was very, 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 very deep. And he's saying, no, shift over here. Yes, you're busy here, but this is going to open up the whole gamut of this region. But if you push yourself over here and you sail that ship and you put that ship here, that's the deep. Now you're going to ask me, Aaron, what does deep mean? Where are we getting there? Deep means this. Deep means depth. It means profundent. It means something that's profound by implication. Depth means this. It means mystery, deepness, or depth. Launch yourself out into the... How do you spell mystery? Is that it? Launch yourself out into the, I'll just write deep up there too, deep mysteries of the unknown with your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Who's telling you to do that? Amen. Who's telling you folks in this room today? Jesus Christ is telling you guys in 2020 that you guys need to launch out. You need to get off of home base. Get out of, quit being landlocked. Jump on the vessel that God has placed right before you. Start to push the thing out. Get into the shallows where you can start to speak to people and preach the gospel with power and unction, because the whole wide world needs to hear what you know and what God has put into you. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Shout hallelujah. Take it deeper and deeper and deeper into the mystery, because you don't know what's there until you get there. And it's going to take an act of faith to even arrive there. And it's going to take a people together that's going to have to believe for it. Amen?
Amen.
Mystery. Mystery. I love this. I'm just going to segue to another passage here. 1 Corinthians 2, 9 through 13. We've looked at this and looked at this and looked at this. This is only going to be produced not by the carnal measures of man, but it has to be word spoken, leading us into the things of God, yea, the deep things of God. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 9. Go there, please. 2, verse 9. But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man. Listen. The things which God hath prepared for them. You might as well underline that. The things which God has prepared for you is future, for them that love Him, right? Do you see that? Hath prepared for them that love Him. He's got something for you. Verse 10, but God hath, or is, revealing, okay? He is revealing them to us by His Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the what? Wow. The Holy Spirit, Jesus led by the Holy Spirit, was moving, He was moving Simon Peter's boat. He wants to move your vessel. He wants to take you into the shallows, and then He wants to take you into the deep, which is a mystery, which is faith. Amen? The wonderful world of faith in God. Abraham had no clue where he was going. He was said, stick your foot out, and I'll show you where to put the thing. Amen. That's what He's telling you guys. Amen? Leave what you know and venture out to go into the deep things. For what man knoweth the things of a man save the spirit of man which is of him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Now we have received, not the spirit of this world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us by God, which things also we speak, not in words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth. Your teacher needs to be 100% the Holy Spirit. You're going to go nowhere without the leading, the guiding, the directing, and the teaching of the Holy Spirit. It's the truth, you guys. FWC, listen, FWC, this is a word for this year, 2020. Push it out into the deep. Why? For a drought, a catch of fish. Let down your nets for the taking of the fish. I remember this passage in John 21:6. It says this, cast the net on the right side of the ship. Remember that? Whew. On the right side. There was a timing, you guys, for them to go to this side and to shift and to do it a different way. I'm going to read that to you. Cast the net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find. Put that up on the board, would you? John 21:6. Cast the net on the right side of the ship, 21:6. And it says, ye shall find. And they cast therefore, and everybody say the next word. And now, right? Now they were not able to draw it for the multitudes of fishes. You guys, there is people out there that are dying. They're in desperate need of help. They're old, they're young, they're all in between. And they need us, and they need you, and whatever vessel God has prepared as a platform to you to preach the gospel to. Gideon, the time is now for you. The time is now. It's not in a year, it's not in 5 years. Sister, I don't know your name, but the time is now for you. The time is now for you. It's time to be the church, and it's time to enter into God's plan for us. Amen? In verse 5 of the text, Simon answers and said unto him, Master, we've toiled all night, we've taken nothing. Again, Tom Reiser, that's where the church is at. I don't know. We've been at this for a while. We've been trying everything. Man, we've preached everywhere. And it's just like, anybody ever feel that way? We've gone to places that no man's gone, and we preach the gospel there. Amen? We've been attentive to go into every door, to walk by faith through every... Do not be discouraged, church. Do not be discouraged. We toiled all night. We've taken nothing, it seems like. Nevertheless, at thy word, Lord, I will let down the net. At your word, if I hear you, Lord God, there's resistance in me. There's frustration in me. There's things in my life that seem to be shutting me down. There's voices that say, stop, turn, go, run, get the heck out of Dodge. I don't know if it's going to happen. I just don't know if we have the dynamic. I want to tell you, God's the dynamic. Amen? Amen. And at the word of the Lord, Simon Peter's about to do something here. He's about to obey God. Remember, this isn't his first trip. This isn't his second trip. This is the third trip. You'd think they'd be on fire for following Jesus through all these other things, but they're discouraged at this moment in their Christianity. Yep. But at thy word, Lord. Hallelujah. For at thy word, O Lord, at thy timing, at his timing in your life. There's a timing to everything. Everything you pass through is preparation for what you're going to do now. It's all preparation for what you're going to be called to do today and tomorrow. Amen? At that command, though it seemed to be so improbable that they would take anything after toiling in vain all night, he was willing to trust God one more time, willing to make this a trial. Yes, Lord, I'll throw it out there. Yes, Lord, I'll put it out there, but only because I believe you're the master and you're in charge of everything. You're in charge of the moon, the sun, the stars. He calls him and gives him authority. And it was a remarkable move of faith when he could have been defeated. Church, when you could have been defeated, this man stands up and says, one more time at thy word, I'll follow you. Amen, church? Are you listening? Amen. Peter says, at his command, Peter's resolved to go. He's resolved to go fishing again, Tom. Going fishing. One more time. I'm going to go after these people one more time. And I want somebody to tell the devil today, I'm not done yet. Amen. I want you to tell the devil with so much certainty that it makes you have to stand up, devil, I ain't done yet. I haven't even begun to start. There's something in me that's churning. There's a word from God that's alive in me today. And no one's going to stop me. No one's going to back me down. Nothing, because Christ is within us. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Church, something's got to rise up within you today. You've got to step up and stand out for God. Church, you've got to believe this word today. If we would all just do that, I'm telling you, sinners are going to come. People are going to get saved. If we have confidence in God, if we can do that, I want to remind you of a scripture. Remind you of a scripture that says, unless the Lord build the house, we labor in vain. Amen? But if the Lord's going to do it, and if the Lord's speaking, then the Lord's got a plan. Amen? Amen? I want to remind you of an Old Testament passage too, in Ezekiel 37. It said, you remember the dry bones? You remember Ezekiel's dry bones, them bones, them bones? Listen to this, because this was their feeling. And it said, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, this is what the bones say, our bones are dried, and our hope is lost. And we're cut off from our parts. We're cut off from our parts, and our bones are dried, and our hope is lost. Therefore prophesy, Ezekiel, thus says the Lord God, behold, O my people, listen, church, I'm going to open your graves, and I'm going to cause you to come up out of your graves, and I'm going to bring you into the land of promise. Amen? I'm going to bring you into the land of Israel. You're dried up. Your hope is gone. You feel depression. And God's saying, wake up. I'm about ready to resurrect the whole thing right before your eyes. Amen? No, church, you ain't believing it yet. I believe it because God put it into me. God's going to do something that you've never seen before ever in your life. He's going to do it here and now. And I want to rebuke the unbelief, dear God, in the church today. Amen? Amen. I stand defiant against the unbelief in the church that God can't move here, and he can't move now, and he can't move with you, because you're the very person he's calling out to be used in this hour. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Praise the name of Jesus. Church, listen to me. God downloaded this. This is for you. This is for your destiny. And if you're a part of this church, dear God, be excited about what God is going to do and become a part of what God is going to do. I believe it was Mary on Wednesday night. She said you felt called to reach millions of people. Amen. Is that a bad thought?
No.
Is that an unholy thing?
No.
How dare you? You should be more humble than that. You should want to reach one person with a bad, stinking attitude and see if they'll follow you. And you should walk all day and just drag your feet. Because that's what it's really all about. Heck no. We've got a story. We've got the greatest news in all the world. Every single person, Gideon's whole peer group needs to hear this, because they probably don't know it.
Amen.
I'll show you the statistics, and it's horrible. 4% of them are followed. Dylan's group, 4, 5, 6% of them know anything about the Lord. And unless we reach them, and unless we speak to them in a language in which they understand, we have to not be afraid to talk to them and show them the love of Christ.
Amen.
Well, I didn't get an amen. Well, I believe what I just said.
Amen.
We have to get after their heart and after their soul. Brother James isn't here today, but he sent me a text. He went to a conference in Omaha, I believe it was this past week. And he gave me a word. I printed it off from a text message. Can I read it to you guys today? So he is here. He's helping in the sermon today. So tell him that. Well, maybe he's seeing us, huh? Maybe he's tuning in and watching right now. But hey, listen to this. Simon in this moment was confessing his failure of a whole night's work, a whole night's work that was totally fruitless. I want to talk to some people in this place. You may feel like your whole life's work has been fruitless. You may think that your whole ministry has been fruitless, or your whole walk with God has been fruitless. Anybody ever feel those frustrations? Come on, everybody in the room, man. Just when you get down, God will stir somebody up, and he'll stir the Spirit of the Lord within them. Well, guess what? The body of Christ is such an awesome thing because James sent me this. I'm going to read it to you. The Spirit of the Lord says unto you, I hear your voice from the foothills of Cumming County. I saved you from the world. You have been obedient to my call. You have seen and felt many failures. Do you not think that I have been with you through it all? Do you not see that the greatest fruit is yet to come? Do you believe that I am with you and your family? Keep crying out in the wilderness, for I am inclining my ear towards you and hear the groanings and the desires of your heart. I am with you. I am with Sarah and all of your children. Keep on going. Keep on fighting. Trust in the Spirit that I have given you. Be free. Be free. Be free. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Amen. I'm going to hand clap to Jesus because that came through James by the Spirit of God to be an encouragement to your pastor. Amen.
Amen.
And I noticed that. I thought, failures. Man, here's Peter, Simon Peter, worried about his failures of his night's work. Well, I want you guys to do something. Forgetting what's behind. Amen. Press on to the mark of the high calling. Draw a line in the sand. Okay, so what's behind me is behind me. I'm going to start kicking the tail off the enemy from now on.
Yeah.
It's game on now.
Yeah.
All I need to do is get more full of Jesus and walk with him and look what God's going to do. Now listen to this, church. We got to close it out. The message has to be a word for somebody today. I'm tired. Listen, you guys have to be tired of coming to the house of God and never hearing a word that'll touch your life. Coming into the house of God and never hearing something. Listen, it's not because it's not preached or proclaimed, but it's because there's something going on in your life that's not going to receive it. Because I can tell you the Holy Ghost is in this house. Amen?
Amen?
But he obeyed the master when he gave the word. The result was such a great haul of fish that the net began to break and the ships began to sink. Verse 6, and when they had done this, what God said, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes. I said when they had done this, when they had moved their position. Sometimes you got to move with God, amen? You can't just stay stationary for the rest of your life. You can't just stay there and think God's going to move heaven and earth because you're not moving by faith. He moved into the vessel of opportunity. That vessel, Jesus said, push it out a little right into here. Amen? And then he said, no, let's go deeper. Let's go deeper into the mysteries of God. Let's go deeper into the Holy Spirit. Let's go deeper and watch what God does in your life, in your life, in your life. So you've got to be moving with God. And if you're not growing, you're dying.
Amen.
And if you're not evangelizing, you're fossilizing.
Amen.
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 I have every intention to try to preach the gospel all over the state of Nebraska and in the Midwest. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
And I believe it's absolutely from God. And they broke the nets, you guys. They broke the nets to the point that they didn't lose any fish, but they've got them to the point where they were busting. And guess what? They needed to call help. And in 7, it says they beckoned unto their partners. I'm so glad we've got partners all around this world, which were in the other ship. And guess what? So this other ship gets on the horn and it moves out here. Okay, it moves way over here into the deep mysteries of God as well. I believe this is Jim Bates and Lincoln Murdoch and Lee Ship and Jeremy Prochaska and Robin Sinclair and all of our friends and family, associates, partners. And guess what? They're all coming to help. They're coming to help the church. They're coming to help what God is going to do. They're coming to help in every way. And guess what? It says in verse 7 that they should come help. And they came, praise God, amen. And they, everybody say filled. Filled both the ships. Filled. Here's what filled means. It means to influence and to accomplish a fullness and furnish everything that they needed. Filled both of the ships so that they began to sink. My God, there was a catch. My God, they needed help. My God, they looked to their partners. Aren't you glad that you need some partners along the way? Amen? Yeah. And this is what God's telling somebody. This is what God is telling somebody today. Galatians 6:9, in other words, don't be weary in well-doing, for in due season, if we faint not, we will reap. Amen. You're going to reap. You're going to reap. Tired, weak, weary. And then in verse 8, let's go there. When Peter saw this, he fell down at Jesus' knees saying, depart from me, I'm a sinful man. He gets down before his Lord and Savior and he's like, he could not believe these ships are just, they're sinking with the power of God, with the ability to catch fish. They're with the Master. They're being moved by the Spirit. He gets down and says, woe is me. I can't believe. And he actually asked Jesus, would you get out of the boat? I can't stand the holiness of this thing. I can't stand. They had just seen revival. People coming in from everywhere. People pressing in on them again. And he's like, Jesus, just get away from me because I'm not worthy to be in your presence. Anybody struggle with unworthiness? Yeah. You know, sometimes that's sometimes I'm telling you guys, he just saw Jesus for who he was. He realized that he was unrighteous and unholy. And he was just convicted. And he's like, Lord Jesus, I can't even be in your presence, but God's just the opposite. He's like, I want you to come where you're my friend. We're heirs and joint heirs. I want to teach you things. I want to show you how to walk on water. I want you to walk on the Sea of Tiberias. Amen. I want you to fish in the Sea of Galilee just like me. And the awesome thing about this as we close these last few verses, it says, for he was astonished. And church, I want you guys to get back to the place where you're astonished at what God is doing. Amen. When you hear of cancer, amen, that's gone in the name of Jesus. When you see God intervening for prayers that you're praying, that you're astonished. You're astonished at the great things that God is doing. Amen. When you see little churches reaching the world for God and beyond and dreaming big dreams. This is all we preach here. Dream big dreams. Have visions and signs and wonders that are given by the power of God. And God said he'd pour it out on his church. Amen. It's going to come to you. Hallelujah, that we take every ship that we can possibly sail for God's Navy. Amen. Amen. Astonishment. And all that were with him. Isn't that something? I can't wait for this to happen in verse 9 because there's some people that just don't believe anything can ever happen. There's some people that are so far from being behind you, it's ridiculous. They wish they treat you and act in their countenance like they wish you were dead or not here at all. There's just nothing that would get behind anything. Well, look at this verse. And all that were with him were astonished as well at the drought of fishes, which they, plural, together, plural. Amen. They worked together to do something unbelievable that couldn't have ever happened. But they were astounded together. Astonishment and amazement always follows Jesus Christ. Amen. He was always doing the unusual. I'm going to say that again. Jesus was always doing the unusual. We come to church, we want it to be the exact same thing that happened last week. Let's just be traditional and we'll sit here. Jesus doesn't want it to be the same next week. He wants it to be totally different. He wants you moving in the Spirit and being led by the flow of God. Let's close this out. And so was James and John, verse 10, the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, somebody in this room still fearing. You're fearing. You fear even what I'm speaking today. Fear not, church, for from henceforth. You know what henceforth means? Listen, guys, this is what it means. You know what henceforth means, Mom? Now. Henceforth means now, present or immediate. Stephanie, it means right now. This word is rhema. This word is living. If you guys take this word that's preached today, it's a now word, right now, Gideon. From henceforth, this is what's going to happen. You're going to catch men. You're going to catch men. And they forsook all. Verse 11, when they had brought their ships back to the land, they forsook all. They said, look it, I'm following him. Anybody else going to follow him? I'm going to forsake everything else. They couldn't do anything else. But now this was going to have to be their full-time employment. They were going to have to give everything to the cause of Christ and look not on this world anymore. And to follow Jesus wherever the Lamb would go, they were going to follow him. Guess what? They got Jesus got his followers. Amen? Amen. Church, what's God saying to us today? I believe three things. Launch out. Launch out. Thrust out. Amen? Thrust out this thing into the deep and let down your nets for a catch. Thrust out. That's what he's telling me. I know now I have a green light to move. I know beyond the shadow of a doubt, God is saying, Aaron, move now. Now. As of Thursday morning, as of Wednesday night. And what God spoke Wednesday night, he spoke Thursday morning to me. Before 9 o'clock in the morning, I already have a rhema word. Brother and sister, you guys are a part of this thing. And you're needed. It's needed, okay? Now. And fear not, from henceforth, thou shalt catch men.